The strongest storm to hit the Arabian Peninsula in 60 years unleashed powerful winds and sheets of rain as it battered Oman's coast. Packing winds of up to 145 kilometers an hour, Cyclone Gonu caused widespread flooding and damage to low-lying areas. It also forced the evacuation of thousands of people and the closure of major oil installations along the Strait of Hormuz. Nearly one-fifth of the world's oil passes through the narrow waterway that leads to the Persian Gulf. New York energy trader Chris Matroni.
If a cyclone gets in, you're going to see prices continue to rally. You have to see what happens, where exactly it hits. If it goes into the region where all the refineries and all those, you know, oil fields are, you're going to see what happens, and you're going to have to see the damage that it does. Then you're going to have to be able to assess and see where the price is going.
Despite the fear of major shipping disruptions, the storm weakened as it headed for landfall in southeastern Iran. Although the storm caused little damage to the country's oil installations, crude prices climbed 35 cents Thursday to $67.40 per barrel. The price hike came just as port officials were making assurances that oil shipments would resume quickly. Matroni says that's because continuing high demand for oil was an overriding factor even before the storm. Another concern is a recent federal government report showing a decline in the output from U.S. refineries.
People have been talking about higher gas prices for almost 6-7 months now. I mean, me personally, I've been saying you're going to see $4 a gallon at the pump. So this is something that is a little bit of a surprise, a little bit of a curveball, but people have already expected higher gas prices, higher crude prices, so it's not that much impact here.
About 21 million barrels of oil are shipped through the Persian Gulf every day. Traders say even if the storm delays just a few tankers, it could still reduce worldwide oil supplies, which could lead to higher gasoline prices. Millar Sega, VOA News.